All right, 312-981-7200. Let's play Never Have I Ever. We're playing for prizes tonight. We've got Lou Malnati's gift certificates. We've got pizza. If you just tell us what you've never done and the best explanation or best never, get you a pizza. Sometimes life is just too simple, right? Right off the bat, you have to be like, I've never done this. You tell the radio station, and then you get dinner. It's pretty awesome. 312-981-7200. Like I said a little bit earlier in the show, never have I ever been to Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. It's super funny. I said that outside. I said it. I made eye contact with a family that was walking by. And when I just said, never have I ever been to Cleveland, Ohio, they just looked at me and went, all right, that's enough. Started walking away. All right, let's move on. All right, 312-981-7200. Are we ready to play, Pete? I'm ready to play. I feel like I've always got never have I ever gone golfing, never have I ever gone scuba diving, snorkeling. Never have I ever worn those shoes that are like grip every toe as if it was like a glove, like water shoes.
Like aqua socks?
Yeah, aqua socks. Never have I ever worn aqua socks.
When I went to a couple of weeks ago, when we went to the WOWA Zone, Whiting, Indiana,
right.
I was like, I could use a pair of aqua socks
this
right
would be
now.
Nice right now. When I went rafting on the Wolf River, my mom bought me a pair. She said, I'm going to get you some aqua socks, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good, right? She's like, yeah, for the river, you should have some aqua shoes. I'm like, awesome. This is going to be awesome. I got up to Wisconsin, and she pulled out a pair from Walmart that was just a regular pair of shoes that, you know, was probably more like a slipper.
Like,
but it wasn't
something that you could wreck. It wasn't official.
It wasn't an official aqua shoe. It was just kind of, you know, like a slip-on shoe that you would even wear, that I would probably wear, you know, around Chicago.
Yeah, it's not necessarily used for rafting.
Yeah. So I used them. It was fine. They, again, were not the right shoe for the river. And when I was done, I just left them in the car. I'm like, well, thank you for these. And when my mom came back and brought my son back, she's like, oh, and here's your aqua shoes.
Oh, you're bringing back the aqua shoes. You can't get rid of them.
So now I have these monstrosities in my right by my door. My wife's like, what did you get these? I'm like, so maybe I'm just going to try and play them off, like knowing my September shoe. Like, what's that smell? What's it smell like, Wisconsin River? Which is probably good. It's like, what is the artesian? It's like a Coors Light.
I know it's the worst. We're not playing the worst, but speaking of shoes, I've never worn a pair of those shoes that look like feet, you know, or that, you know, they have the toes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, these have like, oh, because aqua socks are
like,
different.
No, I was talking about the ones that like are they,
like feet shoes.
Yeah, like the
like
idea. Yeah, the
they
idea
have toes
that,
and stuff. On
yeah,
them?
Like your toe. Each toe is like in its own space.
Oh, you don't want those.
No, never have I ever. As I was saying, I never had one.
But you don't want. You don't even want those. Those are stupid looking. You look like a dummy. Yeah.
Maybe you look like a dummy to us in Chicago, but like if you're a cool guy who hangs out in Key West, you're like, cool shoes.
No, because I'm thinking of, as somebody who worked in the shoe industry, I'm thinking of an aqua sock just, you know, basically being a slip-on shoe.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
With,
like,
you know, with
a galosh. Like,
yeah,
kind of
like different kind of threads on the bottom to, you know.
That's what this shoe that my mom got me was kind of like, but it was way too bulky. It's more like a shoe that you'd wear on a court. All right, you ready to go? 262 starts us off tonight. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever held my own rummage sale. I would have zero patience haggling with somebody when selling 24 pint glasses for 10 cents, and then they want to pay 5 cents, and I'd rather smash them in front of them than giving them an extra 5 cents. That's a good start, right?
Yeah.
You're going deep thoughts on that one.
I love that, though, because I had a similar experience at a garage sale at my aunt's house. I wasn't there, but my dad was there, and he was saying that things were marked a quarter and people would say, I'd give you a nickel for them. And I, if I'd known, I think he just said, okay, yeah, take it. But I would have loved to have just, like, smashed the plates, like, right in front.
Whack.
There's your
now,
5 cents.
Now nobody gets it. All right. 847 gets topical. Says, never have I ever been to the Wisconsin Dells. Well, you're missing out.
Yeah, you loved it.
I did. I have to say, I was a fan of the Dells. I was a fan of Ishnala. I think Ishnala's Supper Club did it, though. Like, if I were just, like, going to the Ponderosa, you know, or, like, going to the freestanding Domino's, I've seen one of those. I'm a city guy.
Yeah.
They're all, like, always, like, in buildings. Yeah. Or in the bottom. This was a freestander, you know.
Dine-in?
I'm not sure it was a dine-in. It was just, like, the old, it almost looked like the, it was, like, a double-wide photo booth. You know what I mean? Like the old photo mats that were in the mall parking
Kodak
lot.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a double that size, but a Domino's. Which is probably how Domino's were back in the 80s and 90s. You know, like freestanding, kind of going to the Little Caesars.
Yeah.
But you don't sit, but you go as a carryout kind of thing.
There's a Domino's on Clark and like towards Diversey over there, between Belmont and Diversey. And if I'm happen to go by there, I always look in and I see people eating in, and it always makes me sad. It just makes me sad. I mean, I have nothing against Domino's. So I love a good Domino's every once in a while, but when you're dining in.
All right, let's do this one before we go to break, because this is such a weird one. 630 says, never have I ever traveled outside the United States, because that's when girls get kidnapped while they're on vacation.
Only blonde.
Someone
girls.
Outside just said, yeah, it's true. I don't know if that's true. I mean, where are you? I mean, I guess maybe if you're going to Yemen for your vacation, I mean, I guess people will point to Jamaica and Natalie Holloway. I guess that's
right.
The story. Yeah. But there's a lot of places outside the United States that don't have those issues.
Probably safe.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, for one, Canada. I was going to say Rome, but they got those bikes, those mini bikes, and we've seen so many Ocean's 11 where, you know, you get on the back and that could be a kidnap situation. So now this has just devolved into, what would be the kidnap situation for every country that's not the United States? Huh. I like that. I like your thought process, sort of. I'm not sure there. Anyway, there are a lot that just came in. This is awesome. So let's do this. Let's take a break so we stay on, and we will be boom. You know what I mean? We're going to go through. I've already got 25 lined up here. So 312-981-7200. Keep them coming because these are great tonight. We're playing Never Have I Ever in the Download. Stay with us. Never Have I Ever here on the Download. 312-981-7200. Playing here. Got a lot of great stuff coming through. So why don't I line them up? You ready for these? All right. Again, we're playing for pizza tonight. Never have I ever, this is 708, never have I ever yelled at my kids, referees, umpires, coaches, or other players. I've been tempted to yell at other parents for doing so. Well, good for you.
That's got to be tough.
What about outside of your kids, referees? Like if you played intramural softball, you ever yell at an umpire in intramural softball? I've been known to do that. But it's never like, I never get like Joe Girardi did today with that Tigers game. Like for me, I'm more like, what was that? Hey, bud, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm always in a managerial role. I'm a player coach when I'm doing 16-inch.
Yeah.
I'll do between innings the casual walk up to the ref going, what happened on that one?
Yeah.
Because I don't like to give away my managerial secrets, but the more, even if you're wrong, you just plant the seed so you get to the sixth inning and it's a close one.
He remembers.
And he remembers that I've set up a narrative that we've been wronged.
Yeah. You casually kind of walk by and say like under your breath. So you're not creating a scene.
You don't make
anything.
A scene. It's not even under breath. You get an eye contact. I do one of those. It's like, what was that? Pretty close play over there, first base. He's like, well, I was out. I'm like, I don't know where I was. I'm just saying, I think we all saw it was safe. But you know what? Hey, one for them, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Yeah. And then later what you do, I'll be at first base and be a play, rock 'em, sock 'em play. And then I do the thing where I catch the ball and I'm quickly off the base, rolling the ball back to the pitcher's mound like it was an out. Like everyone knows it was an out, even though it was closer than expected. So then the ump really has to go against the grain and say safe, which is like, then it's a shock, right? I'm not waiting for him to make the decision. Yeah. I've already gone through the motions.
You're in the dugout.
I'm already in the I've rolled the ball back to the mound. Classic mind games, right? And that is what makes a 16-inch champion. All right. Never have I actually... 708 says, never have I ever accidentally walked in on General Petraeus in a port-a-john during training in 2008. Is that like a real thing? Mm-hmm. Do you think that actually happened in person, or is he referencing something that's a famous story? I don't know what the story is.
I read the book.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or that actually happened to this guy. Like, oops, a general, sorry. In here.
Occupied.
Occupied by a general. 4-star general in here. 847 says, I grew up in Cleveland. Most of my family's still there. While I would never abandon Chicago for it, there's some really fun and quirky restaurants, businesses, down-to-earth people. Real, you should give it a shot. I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm down. I don't have to be sold. They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there.
There's a classic episode of 30 Rock where Jason Sudeikis is dating Liz Lemon at the time, and he's from Cleveland, and he wants to move back. So Tina is thinking, like, oh, wouldn't it be great just to get out of this New York? And they just talk about how great Cleveland is, and then Jason Sudeikis sings, like, a wonderful song about how awesome Cleveland is. And Tina, like, in Cleveland, Tina Fey is, like, a 10, but she's a 6 in New York. I don't know. It was really funny. You can find it on Netflix, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Go find it on Hulu. 708, never have I ever put my arms up while on a roller coaster.
Scared or just...
I feel like I've done that, yeah. And maybe quickly put it down. Oh. You know, but I feel like I at least have attempted it. Because you can't really be like, never
arms.
Try it. Yeah, oh, down, back down, but I've done it. Bucket list. Okay.
Scary.
847 says, I'm 77 years old and I've never... seen It's a Wonderful Life or Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life is a popular one.
Yeah. You know, it's I guess, it's just so hard to avoid. You don't have to like it, right? But the idea that they show it so often around Christmas time. Well, like Gone with the Wind, I can understand it. It's not in full rotation, right? I mean, come on. You have to go out of your way to avoid It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, I think in the olden days... that was the case, but now since NBC has like the exclusive rights,
but they show it 5 times.
No, I think they only show it once or twice.
Oh, really?
Maybe, yeah. It's not like it's around the clock or anything.
Maybe I'm just
like
thinking
that.
Of the parodies.
Yeah, like yeah, it could be.
So when you see all the Wonderful Life parodies, you're like, I don't get it. I don't know what this is about. When they're like, Angel Gets the Wings, I don't know what that is. I have no frame of reference for that. 708 says, never have I ever fired a gun. I've done that. Mine was like when I was like 14, a strange thing that my grandparents signed us up for out in Arizona. So it's like outside of Phoenix where you go horseback riding and you shoot a gun.
Yeah, like a range.
Yeah, not even a range. Yeah, you're shooting cans, but it wasn't really formal. It was more like the old man got off the horse. He's like, this is a gun. Now point it over there at that can. And you're like, what was that? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, that's the way to learn, though. We're learned properly.
Well, I learned. There you go. Look at me now.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've never
fired a gun. Yeah.
A weapon of any kind.
No bow and arrow? My crossbow?
No.
Never a harpoon gun? You never had a harpoon gun in your hand?
Knife? No, nothing.
No throwing stars?
No.
That's weird.
I worked mornings for a long time, and so that means I would get up at like at 1 a.m. and I'd take the train in to work in nighttime, and I had a former boss give me a pair of brass knuckles just in case I got in any beefs.
I do worry about you even on this shift. You get out of here and you're taking the red line, so maybe that needs to be your next gift, whatever the next celebratory where we exchange gifts.
Yeah.
It'll be a bottle of wine and some brass knuckles. Here's some mace and some brass knuckles. 708 says, never have I ever chopped wood. Wow. That's a good one. That's actually a good one. I feel like I have, but I don't know if I've done it as an adult. Like, I feel like that's something I did that I was supposed to do when I was, 14 and just half-assed it. All right, keep going. 815 says, never have I ever been to a concert. Wow, you're not missing anything. 847 says, never have I ever had a manicure, a pedicure, or a massage. I'm 67 years old. I am with you on the massage. Never have I ever had a massage. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had the girlfriend, wife, maybe son go, you know, spend 5 seconds on a shoulder. Is that good? No, it's not good. And I've done plenty chopping, calves, like doing karate chops on the calves. Can you karate chop my calf? Really?
Now,
so I've done a ton of that. I haven't gotten it, but I've given it.
Because I never had a massage either, but I'm not a fan of people touching me. Right. Would you get a massage?
I may, just because I want to see if it has any effect. You know, like if you're stiff and you want to see if it actually does anything.
Yeah.
I would be interested in getting past all of the weird kind of not wanting to be touched stuff to see if it had a feel attached to it.
Yeah, it felt great. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're like, wow, I've never had this kind of feel.
What am I
great.
Missing? This is, yeah. I feel so much better.
But massages are, especially once you go to the parlors or, you know, not the ones up in the northwest suburbs. That's a different thing. Hey-o. But I'm just like the idea of going to a place and putting my face in the thing.
Yeah.
The only problem is it's not unlike any of the other things you've never done. You get to a certain point where you it's just still hard to catch up on what you're supposed to do. That I feel I'd be super awkward.
Yeah.
In where I put my face. Do I put it here? Do I not put it here? Like, what do I do? Where's the towel go? Like, I don't know any of the rituals.
Right. You're a grown man. You should have had a massage
by now. Yeah. So that stops me from going in there, because. And not unlike when, like, I remember when I went to, I think I've told this story before, but the when I went to Rome for my honeymoon, I went out of my way. I did absolutely little prep to no prep, but then went out 100% Italian because we went to Rome. So I was like, I'm going to make people think that I'm from here before I say a word, right? Just by my attitude, mm-hmm. my actions. Failed. So miserably. It was epic how much I messed up at every turn with the hand signals and the way that I interacted with people.
No.
They were just like, who? What is this? It's a Chicago construction worker who's like, well, hey, guy, hey, can we two over here? Two? Due? Like, it was just like, it was not good. Every step of the way, whether it was someone in the hotel or the restaurant or the transit system, the bus, whatever it is, a taxi. I would make things worse with my 100% commitment to the bit. So it's the same concept, like just go in, right? Maybe just go into massage. All right, we're playing Never Have I Ever tonight. We got a lot of great stuff. This bit is a winner, man. There's so much stuff that I've got to get to here. And we will get to every single one. That's my promise. And we'll give away a pizza for the best one coming up here on the download. Stay with us. All right, let's do it. We're playing the Never or Never Have I Ever. 312-981-7200. All right. I'm very excited about the second half. I'm feeling pretty good. Let's start with Donna. Donna, you're on the line. Donna, give us your Never Have I Ever.
I have never been tickled. I just don't have the tickle gene. It's not that people haven't tried it, and I'm perfectly sensitive in all other areas. Never been tickled.
Okay, so when you say you've never been tickled, you've never laughed from tickling.
No, it doesn't.
Because people have tried to tickle you. They've done it.
Exactly.
And you're like, stop, what are you doing?
Yeah, and everybody tests it to make sure, through the years. Doesn't work, nothing, nowhere.
Everybody.
But other things work. Other things work in the sensitivity department, just not tickling.
Yeah. That's a tough one, because, the traditional spot, like the stomach, the sort of traditional tickle, I feel more and more people don't respond to that. Yeah. Like, where would today's tickle be? Would it be like an armpit kind of thing?
Feet, armpit,
yeah.
Chin. A lot of times, like as a kid, they'd try under my chin and everything. Yeah. Nothing.
Hmm. Well, good for you.
I don't feel left out, though.
Yeah, I like this one because good for you. You don't have to. You don't have
Thank
to.
You.
The idea that someone else can modify your emotion by just touching a spot on your body. No thanks. That's no good.
Oh yeah, that's right. There you go back to your no touching again, don't you? No massage.
That's right.
No tickling.
No tickling. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
That's no a good, problem. That's Love your show. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Although, yeah, well, I'm not gonna get into it. I'm not gonna. No, I don't. I'm not ticklish either. I mean, because it's different. It's different from the never have I ever been tickled, and being ticklish, right? Because people have. So I would actually, I'd take this in front of the judge. In the way they say, well, never have I ever been tickled. Yes, you've attempted to be tickled. Mm-hmm. People have done the, you know, like in different parts of your body. You just aren't ticklish.
Right.
Right?
I think that's what Donna was saying. She was not ticklish.
Right.
Because she did make a point to say she is sensitive in other areas.
Right. Right. And people, everyone has tried. Mm-hmm. People at work.
Yeah.
People in her commute. She gets on the bus and people are like, let me try, Donna. Today's the day. 773 says, never have I ever eaten roasted duck. That's specific. I guess I think I've had roasted duck. But you mean you're talking about like the long neck? Like the, I don't know. 815 says, I'm 62 years old and I enjoy adult beverages, but never have I ever had a Bloody Mary. Hmm. Do you like cubes of cheese, pepperoni, pickles, and a shrimp?
Is that the, I'm not a bartender, but is that the, when you see these Bloody, like you go to a brunch or what have you on a Sunday and you see these Bloody Marys go by you and they're food. It's like a breakfast food.
Well, that was when my mom ordered a Bloody Mary at Ishnala's and it was awesome.
I mean,
the whole bar was commenting on it.
It's a little bit of,
they just put a shrimp in there. There was a shrimp. There was a bunch of sausage pieces. There was like a pickle and a cheese cube.
Is that how they always have been?
I think that's, if you're going to get all, if, you know, there's some drinks that you'll go frou-frou. For a Bloody Mary, that's frou-frou.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're just like, whoa, this really got really intense. Yeah, because there are some bars, mostly the kind of bar that's like, you know, the Ohio State game's on in 10 minutes, you know, where they're getting really, really into their Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I'm turned off because they taste fine, but I'm turned off by when people say like, let's go for bloodies.
Yeah. No one says that. No one says people.
People
said that.
Say that. Yeah.
Let's bloodies. Go for bloodies.
Yeah. Bloodies. Yeah. It's a term.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm
like,
that's for a new segment. That's dumb. 630 says, never have I ever hitchhiked. But really, what else is so simple yet so dangerous? Yeah, I don't know if I've hitchhiked. I've gotten random strangers' cars, but
you didn't need to
I don't
put
think
out
I've
thumb.
Hitchhiked. Yeah, there have been a couple of times where I'm like, there's been a couple of times where I've either been at a stoplight in my life or been the guy at the corner that you're there and you make eye contact with the driver. And I've done it where I'd be right on, I remember this on Damon, and I was driving and I was at a stop sign. I was with Julie and I look over, I go, hey, you guys need a ride?
Like you could tell if they were looking.
They were looking at the bus or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, where are you going? And they're like, oh, up to uptown. I'm like, get in, man. So you just take them over there and then drop them off and it's all good. You know,
stranger,
and one of my favorite, one of my things that kindness of strangers was the New Year's Eve where I was at the old Rainbow Roller Rink, had a party in the early 2000s, uh-huh. probably mid 90s. And it was one of those New Year's Eves. You got out there, it was freezing cold, and no cabs anywhere. So you started walking down. I lived in Lincoln Square. So I was like, I had to hoof it from uptown to Lincoln Square with my date in tow.
Ugh.
And we were like halfway home and it was freezing. It was like -10 kind of thing. And somebody pulled over their Acura and like, you guys want to ride? We're like, yeah. They drove us the 15 blocks or whatever.
I left a party in the winter. It was actually a Mr. Skin. Remember that guy, Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
He was having a book release party and it was at some bar down here and it went to it and blizzard that night and leaving. And, yeah, same thing. Can't find cabs. It was blizzard. Can't find a cab anywhere before Uber. and all that kind of stuff. And I'm walking. I'm like walking. Like the streets are abandoned. I'm walking down the middle of the street. And I lose my shoe. Like I have lost my shoe in some sort of snow.
Yeah, some,
you know, like
some sort of.
Yeah, well,
sure.
So I'm walking down the middle of the street with no one shoe on in a blizzard. I'm going to die out here.
Yeah, this could be it.
And I got picked up by a police officer.
Oh.
Gave me a ride home.
Yeah.
Like didn't like what just so like a nice guy.
Yeah, that's usually that. So many like, people in the city have probably had that same story or not, right? Wow, that's nice.
Yeah,
that is nice.
Serve and protect.
That's good. 224 says I'm 43 years old and never have I ever gotten to a fist fight.
Oh,
pacifist. 847 says never have I ever watched a movie Frozen. Lucky you. It's actually a good movie. Once, but if you have any kids under five, you're seeing that movie 10 times. It's a couple good songs. You want me to sing them? No, I'll save them. Tried to get Idina Menzel when she was in at Chicago Theater. We almost had her to come on the show, and she was doing a summer camp, and she couldn't get out of the hours didn't work out. That would have been cool. Never have I ever seen Rocky, and I don't have any desire to. Am I the only one? No, you can live a life without Rocky.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of boxing, never have I ever been less interested in Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Oh, my gosh. I can't get away from those guys.
Oh, God, ESPN. Do they have money on this? Does ESPN have money on this fight?
Are they in on it? I think so,
Here's a question I have, and I want to get off on a tangent. But I saw a bar today that out front they had Mayweather and McGregor. I'm sorry to everyone's like you punk. Sorry, I don't care about these two guys, but they had a huge thing up for that, and they said $25 cover, $35 if you show up at the door, right, to be able to watch the fight, drink specials at $5.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but I was like, hold up. So this fight is on pay-per-view. Now, I'm only assuming I heard this, and I'd have to check the math, but I think it's $100 to get on Showtime or whatever it is,
yeah,
right? That's what it costs.
Wow.
To get that fight to your home. $100. Crazy, right? But if you're a bar, and this was not a small mom-and-pop shop. This was a bar that probably is going to have 250 people in there. You're charging that much money off the fact that it costs you $100 to put on your screen?
Yeah, it seems like it's not illegal.
Even if it's not illegal, and maybe it's not illegal and there's ways to get around that. But just the idea, the markup on that is tremendous. They're going to pull thousands of dollars off of an investment that was hundreds, right?
Yeah.
To get in the door to watch to me, it's like, why don't you just pull five friends, go get some beer, and buy it off of Showtime? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get how you could pay that much money. I get it if it's $10. Get it as maybe $5, but free because you're probably going to drink 10 beers or whatever it is if you're hanging out for a fight.
But it seems like that would be that's wrong to do to because, I mean, remember that bar in Logan Square got in trouble for showing Game of Thrones?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think they were charging people to get
this is a straight up charge.
Yeah.
And it's got and I think it's not the only if you go to bar, if you did the call around Chicago tomorrow, maybe, like the story that'll be in the news, it'll be a ton of bars charging a ton of money.
Yeah.
And it can't be illegal because they were up front with
yeah.
a tailor-made
right.
sign,
yeah.
you know, for it. So I don't know. 847 says, never have I ever mooned anyone.
Well, you never been on a yellow bus in grade school?
Who's mooning these days?
Oh.
Never have I ever mowed a lawn. Oh, there you go. And never have I ever surfed or hang glided. All right. So surfed and hang glided. But have you ever hang glided into a surf? Right? Can you do that? Is that a thing? You come into the ocean and then you go right into a wave? Seems like that would be a thing. I'm not sure if it is. 312-981-7200. All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And we will have the winners of tonight's Never Have I Ever. We're giving away a pizza. Stay with us.
Never, 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 never.
go. 312-981-7200. Never have I ever. We're wrapping up. We got a lot of people. And I also want to thank everyone who called and texted in saying, giving me the 411 that bars get charged more. I get the concept. It's on capacity. I understand. Still, you're going to pay $25-$35 to go see that fight? Anyway, I digress, right? 630 says, I work at Hand and Stone Spa in Geneva. Come on out, and I'll make a believer out of you. Oh, that sounded weird. It almost sounded like a threat. I'll make a believer out of you. Massage place, I'm assuming. 847 says, never have I ever won at bingo. I one time was at a bingo place in Arizona, and I was goofing around. I wasn't paying much attention to it, and I thought I won. You know, like I just did, and it was a huge place. I mean, it was like on an Indian reservation. And I like stood up on my chair because I said, you really got to shout it out. And I stood up, I was like 16 or whatever. I stood up on my chair like, a bingo, yeah. And they're like, you're halfway. Like everyone was like surprised because they're like, he's only done two numbers. And I'm like, I don't really know how to play this. 847, never have I ever had to kiss a frog and I'm pretty old. What? People have to, you have to kiss a frog? Is that a generational thing? You don't kiss a frog by the time you're 25. I don't know that. Never have I ever not caught a fish on any fishing trip? Okay. What is that? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to brag about how I catch fish. I thought when I first read it, I thought he said he hadn't. I'm like, oh, that's all right. That's a good one. No, he has. You're not messing around. Never have I ever kissed anyone with blue or pink hair. All right. Never have I ever driven a golf cart. I'm with you on that one. I've never done that, too, because I've never gone golfing.
But have you been to, you know, like, a resort, or do you have any relatives that live in a community where they don't drive a car, they drive a golf cart instead around?
I don't think I've ever been in a golf cart, yeah. 773 says, never have I ever eaten sushi. The thought of eating raw fish is revolting to me. No.
I was a latecomer to sushi.
I was too, yeah. And I have to say, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's like the country music song, the Beta Hook, that we came across.
Yeah.
The one show, we're talking about the guy who's like, I forgot who it was, but the guy does a song called Beta Hook, and it's essentially about how his girlfriend's new boyfriend is a Yankee from the big city. And my friend said he saw you eating that sushi stuff. That's what it was. It's like, come on. Are we really? There's a Prius joke in there too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah, Prius and a sushi.
And I think for a while, like, never have I ever used chopsticks successfully.
Right.
So for a long time, I always thought that you eat sushi with chopsticks. So I was kind of afraid.
Right. You don't. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. With your fingers.
You're absolutely right. You're right. That stops you.
I was thinking like, oh man, I don't want to be embarrassed because I can't use chopsticks well.
Right. That does stand in the way of Chinese cuisine for me.
Rice? Are you kidding me?
I don't know how that happens. Yeah, I'm totally with you. 630 says, never have I ever lived in a nudist colony. Okay. Oh, you haven't? Man, it's ridiculous. 847, never have I ever seen a Sasquatch, Loch Ness Monster, unicorn, or alien, but I have seen a ghost. 773, never have I ever eaten a sardine. Oh. 224, never have I ever kissed a girl's hand. Like a get down on one knee.
Yeah,
my lady.
Like royalty, yeah.
Oh, you don't know any queens. What's that? That's a good one, too.
That's like something Richard Dawson used to do on old Family Feud. Yeah.
Now,
well, I guess he would kiss her lips when he could. Yeah,
yeah, no. Steve Harvey does the kiss the hand. I think the kiss the lips was a Dawson.
Yeah. Right?
Never have I been able to grow a plant, cactus, or flower. I do not have a green thumb. I have a black thumb. Okay. Never have I ever chilled my nickels in a refrigerator using a single pickle storage chamber. 773, never have I ever broken a bone. I'm 52 years old.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. And never have I ever used Uber, says 708. 708 says, never have I gone ice skating. Oh. There's a bunch of stuff about the made the mistake of talking about the fight and how much it costs. Yeah. Now that's a never have I been able to snap my fingers. And 224 says, I'm 42 years old and I've never had sex. Okay. All right. That's enough. The rest, yeah. I swear, the next 30 texts are telling me, well, what with bars, here's what happens with bars.
They have to pay based on capacity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 708, which I would give this, never have I ever run my car into a brick wall to see if the airbag would work. And then 312 says, never have I ever had a Slurpee.
Huh. Hmm.
Great stuff, you guys. This is so great.
Tons of stuff. How do you pick the winner?
How do you pick a winner? That's a tough one, man. I feel like this one, there's a lot of great stuff, and I feel like we've done a tremendous amount of awesome. I mean, just there's so many great things. I made the mistake of talking about the fight, which
I brought
like
that up.
50,
I apologize.
50 texts. All right, I'm just going to go on a limb. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one or 40 plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. I mean, I wish I could give everybody a pizza, right? I wish I could give everybody the pizza of their choosing. But tonight, I'm just going to give 815, who's never had a Bloody Mary. How about that one?
Yeah, that's good.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All right. So never have I ever had a Bloody Mary wins tonight. They get a pizza. I would suggest maybe take that gift certificate into a Lou Malnati's and order a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Does that work? All right. Thanks for playing tonight, you guys. It was a fun hour.